Welcome to the Jamila Adams Experience Podcast. This is a place to be if you're a woman over 40 who wants to feel inspired, empowered, and heard. Jamila Adams, your host, will be talking about how to find joy and happiness in the face of life's challenges. So come and join the experience.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining this week's episode. I'm so glad that you're here. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast, and let's just build a community here. So as you know, we're doing the Better Me, Better You theme in regards to, of course, improving ourselves, not only just physically, but mentally, spiritually, and also financially. So with this week's episode topic, I should say now, is why are we so afraid of AI, especially the older generation? I feel that AI is a great tool just like anything else. We use our phone, which has AI properties. We use our computers, obviously, has AI properties. Why is it that a certain group of individuals do not like to use it? That's the question I am trying to figure out myself. But one thing about it I've noticed with older generations in regards to AI, it just seems as though they harbor fears because of the impact that it has on society. The thing is, we have to understand the concerns and address them by working through them. Because AI honestly will benefit everyone, not only individuals, but also businesses. And I'll talk more about that topic later. But the reason why older generations fear AI is something we definitely need to talk about. One of the reasons in particular I believe they fear AI is because it's just unknown to them. Granted, we grew up, my generation, which is Gen X, we grew up on the cusp of technology in regards to computers, social media, you know, the internet. So with that being said, we were tiptoeing into it. So now we are the bridge between the millennials, Gen Z, and so on, and obviously the boomers. The thing is about it, artificial intelligence, it's here to help, not hurt. But it's hard to get people to understand that who don't use it or been around it for long periods of time. Like, case in point, in my business, I use Canva, which helps me do graphic designs and things of that nature, and also editing my post for social media. So there is a big AI element, which helps me run my business efficiently. If you're not familiar, look up Canva. It has awesome tools. What is unfortunate is that people get afraid of the unknown. And so in order for us to resolve that fear, we have to become used to the tools that we have, learn it, and not be afraid to break it. I tell that to my clients all the time. Technology is here to help you, not to hurt you. The more you learn, the more you feel comfortable around it, the better off you'll be. I mean, think about it. We grew up in a generation where the Terminator came out, iRobot, just things like that, the Matrix. And we look at the downside of it, of technology, but the upside is who wouldn't want Rosie the robot to do our laundry, walk the dogs, or anything like that? So that's something to consider. Additionally, older adults feel like they're being left behind because of technology. And I find it to be true because I have to tutor my mother with her phone sometimes, which is okay because, like hell, she taught me how to use a spoon. Here we are. So I can at least help her program her phone. The problem is that you become afraid of it and you shouldn't have to. And I always explain to her, man made the computer. The computer didn't make man. Don't be afraid of it. You're smarter than the computer, believe it or not. The thing about the computer, obviously, it picks up things from us and does it quicker, but we had to give the computer an idea to think about. So please remember that. Man made the computer. The computer did not make man. And we have to keep telling ourselves that and not become so fearful of it. Yes, if we watch the Terminator, we know what happened. We saw the Matrix, we know what happened. But the thing is, it's here to help. And we have to learn more about it in order to understand it. So importantly is we have to have these discussions to cross generational lines in order to make everyone feel comfortable about using the tools that they have. I do that, like I said, with my clients and talk with them about their website and how to program it and set it up and so on, because it's easy for us to get discouraged and lose sight of things if we don't understand it. I'm not saying you got to learn programming or code or anything like that, but if you know the simple stuff, the basic stuff, that's more than enough. And I think we have to tell our older folks about that. When we suggest them using their telephone, it's okay to sit there and say, hey, mom, you know, this is what this is for. This is how we press the button. It does this. It makes life so much easier. And once they find it's not scary, they'll pick up on it and not even bat an eye. We just have to be patient with them. But you're talking to someone who likes tech. I enjoy it. I spend time with it. Obviously, my business allows for me to do it. So I encourage others to do the same. Don't be terrified of AI. It's here to help. It's not going to instantly make you a robot, which I think some people believe that, which I find interesting. But the whole point is, it's a technology, it's a tool, it's here to help. The more we learn about it, the more we use it, the better off we'll be. And I think that's more or less what we have to encourage others to do. Don't be scared of the technology, just use it. What I find interesting, though, especially in the business world, that a lot of companies are embracing AI and using it for their websites and or landing pages and things like that, because it allows for them to be more efficient. Case in point, if you notice that there is an instance where you had to talk to someone, a representative, it's easier to talk to a chatbot to get the answer you need instead of obviously scrolling through idles, you know, spending time scrolling through on your computer looking for an answer when all you have to do is type it and boom, it comes up. Anyway, a chatbot on someone's website can help you get to the answer you need. Even if you can't get the direct answer, eventually you can talk to someone or chat with them. But the whole point is, there are ways that AI can help us be more efficient, especially as business owners, and we shouldn't be afraid of it. And that's the other thing too. We shouldn't be afraid to use the technology to help us become more efficient. And like I said, you know, earlier about using Canva, that is a great tool for me to use. And I am not endorsed by them, but it helps me become more efficient. And that's what I think we should be using the technology for and not be afraid of it. So that being said, I challenge you to look around your office, your duties, and think to yourself, how is AI becoming more efficient for me? How can I use it? And how can I not be scared of it? Look and see the many ways you can use it and how does it make your life better? And think of it that way. So I hope this helps. And ultimately, what I want you to do is be inspired, be inspiring, be encouraged, be encouraging. But most of all, I want you to be you and not be afraid of AI. And I will chat with you next week.